Mu'mineen, we are continuing Surah Anbiya. The verse I recited is verse number 83. And remember Job, when he called unto his Lord, verily distress has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful ones. Allah Subhanahu is talking about different prophets in this surah. Allah is describing about Ayyub alayhi salam, which we call in English Job, J-O-B. Because he was suffering, so he called Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, verily distress has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful ones. He politely called about Allah's mercy. That's all he said. He didn't complain. He was not upset. He just said politely. There is a story behind him, you know, there's a detail, I cannot go to that, but he was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah gave him a lot of bounties. And he was very thankful all the time. So Satan came to Allah and said, Allah, he's talking about this thankfulness because you have given him bounty. If he did not have bounty, he won't be thankful. Allah said, no, that's not the case. He said, I want to test him. Allah said, I have give you permission to test him. So then Shaitan went and destroyed his wealth and crops and children, and even his health. And he kept thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came to the point that even the religious people, when he used to come to him, they started accusing him that maybe you have done something wrong, a job. And he kept patience, you know. He was so thankful, you know. So one day he asked Allah politely. He didn't complain or anything, but politely, verily distress has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful ones, subhanallah. You know, we should learn from these things, you know, that how we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Bibi Zainab salamallah, she said on the 10th of night of Muharram, we just saw the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like, and we get so upset with everything in our life. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرِّمْ وَآتَيْنَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلُهُمْ وَمَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عَنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. So we responded to him and we removed the distress that was upon him, and we restored his family to him and the like of them with them, a mercy from us and reminder of the worshippers. So Allah responded to him, because Allah loved him so much. Allah responded to him and gave the children which he lost and gave more. So it was asked from Ahlul Bayt, what does it mean more? Masoom said that whatever he lost during trials, those children came back alive, but even the children who died before trial came also alive. Allah gave everything back. And Allah said that Rahmati min andena, because he called Allah's mercy, you know, before he called Allah with his mercy. So Allah says, I give with my mercy, subhanAllah, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. See, Allah answers accordingly, you know. He called Allah's rahmat, I give from my rahmat. You know, we call Allah for his rahmat, O Allah, with your rahmat, save us from all kind of punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ, a reminder for the abidin, the worshippers. Allah says this is the reminder for the worshippers. Abidin. We wish we were on that level of abidin, you know. We are not there, brothers. It is a reminder for the abidin, you know. We are just mu'minin, you know. Hopefully we are mu'minin. Are we abidin? We are not there yet. But Allah says that this is a reminder for the abidin, that if you are abid, you should have tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the most kind one, most merciful one. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَلْكِفْلَ كُلُّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Ismail and Idris and Zulkif, all were of the patient. See, first, these are the names of the blessed prophets. Allah is taking the names. Ismail, he was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he kept patience when his father said, son, I saw the dream that I am slaughtering you. And he kept patience. He did not run away from that place. He said, father, inshallah, you'll find me the patient one. And Idris and Zulkifl, all of the were of the patient, Allah said. So who was Idris, Prophet Idris? Prophet Idris was before Prophet Noah alayhi salam. And he was the first one who wrote with the pen. That's why it's called Idris, from the Dars. And he's the one who started using the needles for tailoring. And he was a great prophet. And Allah raises station high. And Zulkifl. Zulkifl was also a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was called Zulkifl because of his good deeds. His good deeds were so much. Zulkifl means possessor of much interest. And the way he was that he used to be busy getting good deeds. He used to pray all night and he used to fast in the daytime. And he was never angry during his judgment. And he fulfilled his promises. So Allah called him, he was named Zulkifl. He's full of interest, lot of benefits. You know, these are the example for us that we are here in the short life to get as many as good deeds, brothers and sisters, we can have it. So that we can have something on the judgment because our deeds will be weighed. Kullu min al-thabirin, Allah said they were all the patience ones. They were all the patience ones because these kind of behavior when you do, it needs a lot of patience, you know, like to fulfill promise, to fast in the daytime and to be up at night. Everything requires patience. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِي إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And we admitted them into our mercy. Verily, they were of the righteous. Because of their this kind of habits, these behaviors, Allah entered them in mercy, especially gave them the prophethood. And they were the righteous ones. We pray to Allah that we follow their sunnah, prophet's habits. وَظَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِمًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّنْ نَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ And remember Zannun, Jonah, when he departed from his people in anger and imagined that we would not straighten him. So he called out in the darkness, there is no God but you. Glory be to you. Verily I was of the unjust one. This is a famous Quranic verse. And we'll go in a little bit more detail about him. Why he was called Zannun? Because of him being in the belly of a fish. That means Yunus alayhi salam. In Arabic and in English we call him Jonah. Because, okay, let me give you the background of the story. That he was a prophet and he preached people in Nineveh, which is in Iraq. And he preached for a long time and people did not listen to him. So he got finally upset about it and he left people. And it was to be certain that punishment is going to fall to the people. So when he left, and while punishment was coming from the heaven, people started repenting. So that then Allah removed the punishment. So, but what happened to him? So when he ran away from his people, he was in a small ship, and he just left, and he was in the ocean. So after some time, ship was almost in trouble and was going to sink. So the captain said that somebody ran away from the master and we need to find that person because of that person, ship is sinking. So they took the Qura, Lot, and all the time it came to Prophet Jonah. So he said that, yes, I am the culprit of my master. I ran away from my master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he jumped into the water and Allah's blessing came and a big fish swallowed him. And Allah protected him in the belly of the fish as a miracle. Now there is a lot of discussion about this. That when he said, there is no God but you, glory to you, verily I was of the unjust. There's one discussion that he said, Inni kuntum al-zalimin. And the another discussion is, and imagine that we would not straighten him. He imagined that he will not be straightened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two discussions we have to now. So Mizan says that he did not really believe that Allah has no power. And especially, Imam Raza said, and he asked Imam Baqir said. Imam Baqir said that he thought that he would not be punished by what he was doing. That was Imam Baqir said. He thought that Allah will not punish him. And Imam Raza said that he thought that maybe Allah will not straighten his livelihood. That's what he thought. He did not think that Allah has no power on him. If he would have thought that Allah has no power on him, he'll be an unbeliever. So that was not the case. Now, he said, verily, I was an unjust one. Inni kuntum al-zalimin. So was he really unjust? There's a discussion. A prophet cannot be a zalim. So what kind of injustice he had? That he left the better one. That was injustice on his level, not on our level. We become zalim because we sin. Prophets don't sin. They do tarkeola. So when he ran from the people, he did not sin. Just he got tired of it. You know, he didn't sin anything. He just got tired and left. He lost hope. When he got tired, he just left that I had done my job and that's about it. So when he was in the belly of fish, then he realized that he did a mistake. Accordingly to the prophetic level, not on our level. So Allah has a way to train his prophets in a different way than he trained us. That he was put in the belly. We sin all the time, do Allah put on the belly? No. Because Allah knows that we are not at that level. But prophets have higher level. Adam alayhi salam had to remain how long? For tarkeola. That's prophetic level. Our level is we are nothing in front of them. So Allah trained him. So when he said there is no anta subhanaka, when he said in the dua, in the prayer, glory be to you, what does it mean? Mizan explained. That when he went to the belly of the fish, he realized that what he did was wrong. And he wanted to stay away from his anger, stay away from this kind of haste. And he said, Allah, I come back to you. Only you are the one I have to come back to. And you came to Tawheed. And interestingly, in this dua, he did not ask to rescue him from the fish. No, he didn't say that. He only believed in his Tawheed and his own shortcomings. So beautiful. And he said, there is no God but you. Glory be to you. Verily, I was of the unjust one. So Prophet ﷺ says, Allahumma sallam, for any mu'min, there is a name of Allah in this dua. Any mu'min who does dua through this dua of Yunus alayhi salam, Allah responds to his prayer because it's so powerful. In this dua, there's Allah's name. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we responded to him and we delivered him from the grief, and thus do we deliver the believers. That's how Allah delivers the believer from the pain, the gham, you know, the sorrow. And there's the, because, you know, we all go through pain in our life, all of us, we all go through the pain of life. And this is the one of the best dua we have from the Quran, and Prophet talked about it, so that we use this dua as much for our own benefit. For Zakaria id nada rabbuhu rabbi la tadarni fardam wa anta khairul warithin. And remember Zakaria, when he called unto his Lord, O my Lord, leave me not alone, and you are the best of inheritors. See, this is the famous prayer of Zakaria, Prophet Zakaria, because he was old, and when he was around Mary, he saw Mary having fruits from heaven, so he got very hopeful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he prayed Allah at that time. For a child, and he called Allah, O my Lord, leave me not alone, and you are the best of inheritor, you are the best waris. The whole Allah inherits the whole universe, brothers and sisters. So he is the inheritor of everything. We know that. So he called Allah with that. Fastajabna lahu. وَوَحَبْنَا لَهُ يَحَوَا أَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَا إِنَّهُ كَانُوا يُسَارِيُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغْبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. So we responded to him and bestowed upon him Yahya, and we set his wife right for her barrenness for him. Verily, they used to vie one with the other, hasting to do good deeds, and called upon us in yearning and awe, fear, and were humbled before us. So beautiful. It shows what kind of behavior these great prophets had. You know, Prophet Zakaria, the whole family of Ali Imran, you know, Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam, and Mary, and Isa, and Yahya, they were all the groups who, they were, Allah is talking about all of them, how they were. Allah responded and gave him Yahya alayhi salam, and Allah describes their behavior. كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورحبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. They are the beautiful characteristics Allah is talking about, how they were. So that we adopt these great characteristics, that they were hastening to do good deeds from each other, hastening to do good deeds. And يَدْعُونَ رَغْبًا وَرَحَبًا, and they used to call Allah Ta'ala with hope and fear. Hope and fear. So Masum says, how to call with hope? That you lift your palm towards the heaven, is calling Allah with the hope. And you lift, you put your palm down and lift towards your ear, is calling Allah with the fear. That's how they used to call. And كَانُوا لَنَا خَاشْعِينَ, they had خُشُو, they were very humble in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These are the great characteristics that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is talking about. These great prophets, how they used to be in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we follow these sunnah of prophets, so that we can get to their sunnah. وَالَّتِي أَحَسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَ والتي احسنت فرجها فنفقنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابناها ايه للعالمين. And her means Mary, who guarded her chastity, so we breathe unto her from our spirit, and we appointed her and her son a sign for people. Mary is so blessed, brothers and sisters, that in this chapter of Anbiya, only one lady is mentioned. There's Mary, Maryam, Bibi Maryam. And Allah is praising her that who guarded her chastity. Masumi said, how she guarded her chastity? No man saw her in her life. She was always covered. So Allah says that we breathe into her our spirit. Allah is saying that she got a child without any man. So Allah says we breathe our spirit. And we appointed her and her son as a sign for people. And now Allah is talking about that they were the sign for the people together. Allah did not separate them. Allah gave Mary so much respect with Jesus that they were together as a sign of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahidun wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Verily this ummah of yours is single ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. Allah says the humanity is one ummah. When Adam alayhi salam came, the humanity was one ummah. So Allah, that's why Quran addressed many times, Ya ayyun nas, oh human being, as ummah. And Allah says, I am your Lord, so worship me. Allah says, you are all my nation, the whole humanity, so worship me alone, and because I am your Lord. وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون. And they split up their affair among them, will they all return to us? So Allah said it was one nation, then what happened to that nation? They became into separate groups. And Allah said they'll all return to me. What happened to Jews? They became 71 sects. What happened to Christians? They became 72 sects. And other people who were given books, besides Jews and Christians, they all got separated and split. What happened to Muslims? They became 73 sects. Allah says, they did themselves, I did not do to them. Allah says, whatever they did, they have to return to Him, and Allah is going to judge them on the judgment day. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are on the right sects, brothers and sisters, because Allah didn't want these sects to happen. It's because of people's desire and ignorance and greed that sects come after one another. So when Prophet came, what happened at the time? When Prophet came, at that time, the whole world was misguided. You know, Jews had 71 sects, Christians had 72 sects, and Kuffar were everywhere, Mushrikeen were everywhere. Prophet came with Islam to bring Tawheed back, because people did not even treat Tawheed right. So Prophet had to work very hard. Prophet said, the kind of hardship I got, nobody got that hardship, because he had to complete the religion of Islam which Adam alayhi salam started. So can you imagine what kind of hardship Prophet had to go through to establish back after all these sects to bring one religion of Islam? And that religion was completed on the Ghadir Khum, When Allah completed all his blessings, it was a hard work from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That hard work, he had to go through the pain of the hard work. And can you imagine after Prophet's death what happened? Again people got divided. And it came to the point that haram became halal and haram became haram till the 10th of Muharram. When Imam Hussein was in the 10th of Muharram, what kind of hardship Imam Hussein to deal with? Because what religion Prophet brought in, again it was divided. See the kind of hardship Imam Hussein had. Therefore we do Zarat al-Warisa when we say that Imam Hussein was the inheritor of all these prophets, the all heart of the other prophets. In whole day, Imam Hussein, he just kept patience and patience, you know. He just kept giving, you know. We saw in this surah, prophets got back. But we see on the 10th of Muharram, Imam Hussein did not get anything back. He was just kept giving and giving, and he was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these kind of sacrifices he was making to bring his grandfather religion back to the originality. We pray to Allah that we follow the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam to bring one ummah and support Imam Azam alayhi salam. Allah, 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 Allah,